Lesson. We're continuing from excerpt number 29. Excerpt number 29 from Bala Sulam, the Peace. The tough egoistic resistance among people, along which international relationship deteriorate, all these will not cease from the world by any human counsel or tactic, whatever it may be. Our eyes can see how the poor sick person is turning over in dreadful, intolerable pains, and humanity has already thrown itself to the extreme right, as with Germany, or to the extreme left, as with Russia. But not only did they not ease the situation for themselves, they have worsened the malady and agony, and the voices rise up to the heaven, as we all know. Thus, they have no other choice but to come to accept His burden in knowledge of the Creator, meaning to aim their actions to the will of the Creator, and to His purpose, as He had planned for them prior to creation. When they do this, it is plain to see that with serving Him, all envy and hatred will be abolished from humanity, as I have shown above. Since then, all members of humanity will unite into one body and one heart, full of the knowledge of the Lord. Thus, world peace and the knowledge of the Creator are one and the same.
What he writes next.
Excerpt number 30 from Bala Sulam, The Freedom. When humankind achieves its goal with respect to the success of the bodies by bringing them to the degree of complete love of others, all the bodies in the world will unite into a single body and a single heart. Only then will all the happiness intended for humanity become revealed in all its glory.
Oh, read it again. I don't